Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We are back.
It's been a while.
It has been a minute, everyone.
Yeah. And we've been hearing about it.
I know.
Yeah. I get reminders every once in a while.
Yeah. Queeriosities has taken a bit of a pause.
Life got really busy.
I think everyone will understand that.
I think everyone can appreciate the fact that sometimes things just get busy.
November and December is just a super busy time of year.
Yeah.
Professionally and personally and lots of things, right?
I think we both thought like, oh, September's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
We're getting back into the school rhythm. But then I think everything just kind of piled on top of one another. And sometimes the focus shifts sometimes.
The focus shifted. And that's not to say that Queeriosities isn't our number one project, because it is.
No, yeah.
It really is our most fun. Like, we love doing it.
Yeah. And we did say, like, we have to do a podcast. But things just, you know, get busy.
And at the beginning, we were very rigid on getting a podcast out every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when we noticed that becoming, like, a stressful deadline for us, it was being a little bit of, like, a fun sucker.
Yeah. We had to free ourselves of that constraint.
Oh, free as birds we are. Queer free birds.
We can do the podcast when it best suits our own schedules.
Oh, I hope, adult listeners, that you feel like, two adults just made boundaries that work for them.
Yeah. So we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
But we are going to be a little bit more free about it.
Right. So when we post that we have a new episode up.
That's when we have a new episode up.
And we would love you to go check it out.
Yeah.
So, updates, because it has been a minute. I went to see the gay choir.
Where was this gay choir?
In a church, and it was beautiful. So, any listeners, if you have gone to see, or if you've seen maybe promo or marketing for the Halifax Men's Gay Choir, HMGC,
okay.
It is worth it. It is super worth it. My wife and I and father-in-law went, and it was in, I forget the name of the church, a United Church downtown.
Okay.
Beautiful. We sat on the balcony. They did, like, kind of more emotional pieces that were really beautiful. They had dedicated some pieces to the recent tragedy that happened in the United States.
Okay.
They did some funny pieces. They had choreo.
Was it Christmas based?
It's a Christmas show. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like, they had audience participation.
Ooh.
It was
belt out a tune?
Belted a tune.
Okay.
And it was like oldies, like, you know, jingle bells.
Was there like a spotlight for people in the audience to like have their moment, or?
I love that that's where your head went, because that's what I would have wanted.
Okay.
And we didn't get it.
Okay.
But I still felt I was belting. I was doing the whole thing, but everyone around me was too. It was very festive. Oh. She was singing.
Okay.
She's not a belter.
Okay. But participating.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like you just said that under your breath, so not to embarrass Aaron.
Yeah. I was testing the waters.
She's not a belter, but she definitely was singing.
Okay.
Father-in-law, not quite sure. But
okay.
Everyone else around me on my other side.
There was at least some foot tapping.
100%. Yes. So that's my newest update, because I love getting into the festive season. And that was like my number one event.
Okay.
So we went out for supper and then we went there and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So go. And it was like $20. And I think all the money goes to obviously support the choir in their next endeavors.
Perfect.
It was awesome.
I'll put on my list of things to do.
Thank you.
We have cortado today.
Mm-hmm.
Different mugs. Not cortado mugs,
mm-hmm.
But the cortado today, I do have to give a shout out, because it was students that gave it to me for a Christmas present, because
they
know
thoughtful.
The love of cortado. So the cortado that we're drinking this morning, even though it is not in our typical cortado mugs, is from them. So a special shout out to cortado gift cards.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
You know, students are so thoughtful at this time of year.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
Yeah.
And I hate the idea that students think they need to give a gift of like monetary value, like they have to buy something, you know?
I did, you know, put it out there because students will ask like, well, what do you like? What can I get you? A high five. I'm
happy. Oh, man.
A high five.
Even like a homemade card with a note inside, like a personalized note to a teacher is so powerful.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, gifts are obviously appreciated and they're awesome and we love them. But also, there's no need,
right,
you know, to do that. And there's no pressure to do that if you see other kids doing it. So,
but we do appreciate this morning in the form of caffeine or no caffeine for you.
Yeah, no caffeine, but all the deliciousness.
All the deliciousness.
Today's episode, friends, is just something that we've been thinking about because it's been coming up in conversation with, like, at school and with friends and just kind of around
in general, in queer conversation.
Queer conversation? Ooh. Conversation that's more fun?
Yeah.
More queer?
So we have a curiosity.
We have a curiosity, and it is about labels.
But labels within the gay quiz context.
Yes.
Labels in general. Mm-hmm. But how do people search for their label of sorts, I guess?
And I think it's about, we want to talk about how do people search for the label? So, like, of the plethora of options, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can get very confusing of what your label is. So how do you search for the label? Then also the side of, is it limiting? Is it empowering? Is it both? Is it neither? Right? It's kind of like, is it a destructive concept or is it an empowering concept overall? Or is it a little mix of both?
I think the main goal is for it to be empowering.
Absolutely.
Because I think for people looking for the labels, whether it be whatever means, if it's a gay quiz or not, I think people are looking for the labels so it helps them kind of like have a base for their identity,
okay,
so that it kind of like grounds them in a way. It's like the what am I? Why do I feel this way? Why do I have these feelings? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's because of this.
And I think a big part of that, what you just said, the what am I?
Mm-hmm.
I think... And it depends on where you are in your journey of self-discovery, of course, but what am I is a really limiting question because you are a plethora of things.
Yeah.
You have the facades of your identity are obviously, you know, numerous, and your sexual orientation or your gender identity is one of those things,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I guess for me, the what am I, if I think back on my, like the beginning of my journey, I found labels empowering in the way that it separated me from being straight.
Right.
So in that way, it was really important for me at the beginning to say I'm gay, which in my mind, I knew I wasn't gay.
Yeah.
Gay never fit for me, right? I was never a lesbian. I was never gay. But that initial gayness just separated me from being straight. And that was enough for me at the beginning because that was the empowerment that I needed.
But I think I feel the same way. Like when you have so many question marks, kind of putting a word or, you know, an identity to it. Whoops.
Sorry, guys. I just spilled my coffee all over myself.
It's
I didn't mean to cut you off. You probably have a really good point. Sorry.
You just had to take a moment. That's all.
Okay.
Regroup.
Okay.
I think that a lot of people at the beginning of their journey, when you have those question marks,
yes,
having a label or identity, like, okay, check that box.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I kind of fit. It helps you get rid of those question marks so you can feel like more maybe within yourself. I think maybe that's how I felt. Oh, this is why I feel this way. I'm gay. And for me, gay worked.
Right.
And as I continued on my queer journey and became more confident and like more aware and that sort of a thing, I'm less bound to that label, I guess, because I understand myself more maybe in a way. So I'm less like, oh, I am gay, more like I am queer.
Mm.
It's just one aspect of me. I don't necessarily need that label as much as when I maybe did at the beginning of my journey.
And maybe that's a thing, right? Maybe we're more strict to the labels in the very beginning because of that initial boost of confidence we need with that piece of discovery.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, and it's not only with young people, it's with everyone, right? Depending on where they are on their journey. I don't want labels to become a burden and become this limiting piece of your identity that you feel you cannot move out of.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think there may be a lack of understanding of sexual orientation, really, right? If someone comes out as a lesbian,
mm-hmm.
for example, But then that's the beginning of their journey, because as we said in previous episodes, right, society is not selling this idea that being queer is equal to being straight, right? Straight is still seen as the norm. And so the courage it takes, first of all, to be like, cool, I'm not straight. Maybe I'm a lesbian. I'm attracted to girls. Cool. Then, you know, 6 months later, they're like, shit, that was the beginning of my identity discovery. Now I'm actually realizing that I myself am trans. Do they then need to have this second coming out? Right? It's like, I believe people get so stuck on that first identity that it's not malleable. It's not going to evolve. And that creates even more, it's like double the trauma of having to come out. Not that every coming out is traumatic, but right, for certain in it, for some it is.
Yeah, but I think that also comes into play with like how we think that everybody has to be put into a box. And once you're in that box, you stay in that box because, you know, you are straight, you will always be straight. And I think the more you learn about sexuality in general, the more you realize it is fluid and it is on a spectrum.
Right.
And like everyone has their own journey, and like that journey looks different for every single person.
Hallelujah to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Right?
And it can change over time and with experiences. Like you think, you know, once upon a time, I thought I was straight. And then I was like, wait a second. There's other options here. And that goes with the journey and the experiences and life in general. It's like if you start your career or your professional life in one domain, you realize, oh, I tried this. Not for me. I think I'd go try that. And then that fits better. And they're like, oh, I feel so much more me. Wow. Ooh, we had a moment there.
That was nice. Okay. Ding, 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 right? To the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I think, and maybe listeners are like, yeah, we always understood sexuality as a spectrum, but
A lot of people don't, though.
A lot of people don't. I think that's a big pocket of like, you're not gay or you're not straight. Oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, there's a lot of people who still think there's gay or straight.
But it's like, for you example, Colleen is married to Aaron.
Yes.
Colleen is married to a woman. She is gay. She is a lesbian. Right. But that's not necessarily the case.
False information.
False information.
False advertising, people. Not a lesbo. Lesbian, rather. I don't love that word.
It gets used here and there.
Yeah.
To each their own. Mm. Some people like it.
You're right. So, and then I think, okay, so the discovery of being queer, mm-hmm. for me personally, which I've shared before, was super fun and exciting and awesome and like not traumatic at all. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the best news ever. Like I loved it because I was older, right?
Yeah.
And so, but then I was like, okay, I'm obviously into this particular woman and interesting. Okay. So I'm into her in a way that I wasn't into other women before, mm-hmm. but also I've spent, you know, 15 years dating men at that point in my life. And I didn't dislike it.
Which is still a lot.
And it was like, you know, romantically, sexually, it was great.
Yeah.
Right? Like I had boyfriends who were male. And then for me was like, okay, what does that mean for me? I'm obviously not a lesbian. But then I was like, well, am I bi? I don't know. And like we'll talk about the evolution of even being bisexual, but in the moment in my head, I was like, okay, am I bi? Maybe. But then if I think like, I haven't personally dated a non-binary person.
Yeah.
But there are many non-binary people that are very cool and beautiful and attractive and I would be romantically and sexually attracted to.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm now married to my wife. But because I haven't had an experience with a non-binary person or dated a non-binary person, I can't say that I'm not attracted to them.
Yeah.
So for me, bisexuality doesn't really fit, or maybe it does. But then we did quizzes, guys. We did quizzes online because we were very confused.
Well,
we weren't really confused.
I don't know. I was confused.
You were super not confused.
Not confused. We did the
curious.
Quizzes.
We were curious
as to what the actual quiz questions would be
and
what results would be given, and mine were like pretty darn accurate. Like, could not be any higher up in the homosexual quadrant.
You're as far away
as anybody else could possibly be. I was there.
Like, you are actually
in the back corner super of the gayhood.
You're super gay.
Super gay, and really happy about it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's amazing, and neither of us doubted how super gay you were.
No.
Whereas, I'm not super gay,
but I
love being super gay.
But I think for you, I was more like, ooh, I wonder where she'll end up being. Like,
right.
What quadrant will Colleen be in?
Okay, so then, and can we first of all just mention these quizzes are like, you know, amigay.com. It's like they're not credible sources. I don't think they're well developed. I don't think they're developed by, you know, professional psychologists.
There's ads on
the
page and like there's some flaws as you go through it and like, okay.
It's a cosmopolitan quiz.
You
it's
take
like
what you want from it.
Yes. So I did one quiz and I answered all the questions and the quiz told me, which we're confused about the math.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm 100% homosexual.
I love the word homosexual.
No, I know. It's like, can you not just say gay? I'm 100% homosexual and 64.3% heterosexual.
So you are 200% person.
Okay, so I don't, so the math doesn't line up, but I think according to their faulty math, I'm more gay than I am straight.
Yes.
But
they didn't want to necessarily balance it, I guess.
And there's no nuances, right? This quiz was like, are you gay? Are you straight?
No, but mine also said 100% homosexual and 7.1% heterosexual. There's a little nod to men that I'm not like,
there's a nod to handsome men.
Yeah, but that's about it. They get a little nod.
7.1%.
It's not even like a nod and a smirk. It's just a nod.
Yeah, it's a nod, no smirk, and you're not giving anyone your number.
No. No, I don't even have a number.
No. There's no exchange happening.
Oh, negative.
Whereas, yeah, I got a nod. I got a smirk. I'm giving out my number.
Yeah, not anymore.
64.
Though.
No. Sorry. I'm married, of course. Yeah. But I just mean in my sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And so then I do another quiz and it says I'm 100% pansexual.
Yeah. What are you?
What am I, guys? Which is the reason why I say I'm just a queer woman.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a part of the queer community and I'm very proud of that. And I love my wife.
Yeah. You're happy with where you are and how you feel.
100%.
You personally don't need a label.
Yeah. And so the labels for me, I'm like, okay, pan certainly fits. Sure.
Yeah.
But
queer fits.
But then it makes you think, okay, I'm saying I'm pan. I've never dated a non-binary person. So when we look at sexuality as a spectrum, I think people, and don't get mad at me, audience, I think people might be flawed in how straight they think they are.
Yeah, but then a lot of people also say, like, if you're bi, that means that you have to have had a sexual experience with both a man and a woman. And that's also not accurate.
Not
you can
true.
Just know within yourself.
Absolutely.
So you can be bi and a female and married to a male and know that you're bi even without ever having an experience with a female.
Well, and that's just it. It's like pan fits most for me.
Exactly. Even without ever having an experience with a non-binary person.
Exactly. And also, I do want to mention the evolution of bisexuality.
Yeah.
Right? Because when we were in school, and again, conversations about queerness wasn't really present for us, but bi was real, well, because the gender binary also was so strong, right?
Yeah.
That bi meant you were attracted to both men and women, boys or girls. And so now bi and pan are far closer.
Yeah.
And so bi, in my understanding, certainly correct me if I'm wrong, audience, bi is that you're attracted to multiple genders, just not necessarily all genders.
Right.
Right. Whereas pan is you're attracted to all genders and you recognize the gender of your
person.
Of your person.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. But it can be tricky.
Pan and then omnisexual is really close to pan too, right?
Yeah.
In the recognition of gender.
Exactly.
And I may have just screwed those two up. That pan might be not recognizing the gender of the other person and omni is recognizing the gender of the other person is
I
actually
think that's
how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Which brings into question then another thing of, okay, well then was omnisexual an option on this quiz? Because if it were, I would have been omnisexual and not pan because I recognize the gender of my partner.
Yeah, you could be in the omnisexual quadrant.
Exactly.
I like how everything's placed in the quadrant.
I know, on these two quizzes we did. And I, even just that confusion that Kayla and I just had, I think demonstrates how difficult it is to navigate the world of labels in the queer community, especially if you're at the beginning of your journey.
Yeah.
Right? Which luckily more kids are when they're just going through puberty because now they have access to, you know,
the queer option is more visible.
100%. The normalization of the queer community, right? Yeah. Which is a wonderful thing, but we just can't forget how big the burden is to either take a label or decide not to.
Which is so why we kind of would like, or, you know, I would at least like for, you know, society to go in general towards, like, there are no boxes. There's no labels that you have to have. You are your own person. You experience mm-hmm. whatever you want. You develop your identity as you see fit and, like, what feels best to you. And there's no need for labels and coming outs and all those things. You're just you.
Ideal world.
Yeah.
Ideal world. And I think what we can do to try to get there too is not impose, like, not asking people necessarily how they identify.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that rings true for other people in the queer community, right? Maybe people are so empowered by that label. They're so, it's so big a part of their identity
mm-hmm.
that, you know, us telling people not to ask is offensive to them because yeah. they want the label so badly, right? And that is okay.
Yeah.
That is as okay as me not wanting one, right? And so I guess for me right now is I don't know where we're going to go with a label world
yeah.
in the queer community. I don't know if it, I think it's both empowering and I think it's limiting.
I think you just have to respect the individual's choice.
Absolutely.
Whether they want a label or they don't want a label. I think that's where it should basically land.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And remembering that if you are on your journey and one label fits now,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't need to fit forever.
No.
Right?
It's just like pronouns.
Oh.
You can test out pronouns. And I think we've had this discussion before about pronouns. It's like, yeah, I identify with, like, she, her.
Mm.
But, like, I'm not against they, them either. Like, I have no issue with, like, neutrality.
No.
Because, you know, I'm not he, him. I know that. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now that we know more about, like, the existence of non-binary people and neutrality in general,
mm-hmm.
I'm not against it.
No.
But if you would have asked me, like, in junior high or high school, I'd be like, well, what is even that?
I would have had no idea.
No.
And I think a lot of people still don't.
No.
Right? And so if I, because me and you talked about, okay, I identify with she, and I don't know if I identify with they, them. But they, them is neutral, so I don't not identify
exactly.
with they, them, right? And so I find
it doesn't
that
bother me.
Not at all. And if it is the way forward to kind of encourage more inclusivity, I'm all for it, right? And we talked about, okay, so for someone who identifies as she, they, she predominantly, right,
yeah.
is the first, but they're cool with.
Yeah.
Which essentially is me and you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to start to say my pronouns are she, they, in case I'm, like, imposing and taking too much space in
yeah.
an environment or a community that really identifies with they, them.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's neutrality as opposed to a real feeling of
exactly.
gender identity.
Yeah. And I think there's, like, a fine line with that.
Me too.
I think we had the conversation before, like, at the bottom of my email, it says she, her, or L.
Yes.
And, like, I could put, like you said, they, them.
Mm.
But I'm not really looking to impose myself on a different community that I don't really necessarily identify with.
I identify with
neutrality.
Right.
So I'm trying to get rid of the gender stereotypes.
Exactly.
So it's more like a statement, I guess.
Right. And if I could use it as the political statement that essentially just says, like, what is gender?
No
yeah.
one
I'm
cares.
In that pool of what is gender. Yeah. It's BS. Right. So
yeah.
I'm cool to be there. I don't want to impose if I'm taking up space wrongly.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess we have to do more research there.
Yeah.
And I want to also talk to people who identify as she, they, right? That is she first and they neutrality.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, essentially me and you would fit into
yeah.
in our discussions, but we don't want to impose if we're, like, not there enough.
Yeah.
Right. Is that, I don't know if we're describing it in a way that audience, if you understand, I hope you do. And this is a conversation that Kayla and I've had before. And it's a conversation that we don't necessarily talk about, right? There's nuances to this. And
yeah.
I feel like if you're not in the queer community or if, you know, you're not really well-versed, it's scary to ask these questions. And so it's important for you guys to see us who are very much advocates. We find it super important. We're in the queer community and we don't know.
No, we have
right?
lots of questions.
So
still.
Many questions.
And because every person is different
mm.
and every person has their preferences. And, like, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, like,
yeah.
how you should identify. Should you have a gay quiz result or not?
And that's the thing. I guess some of the points we want to leave you with is We know that people are going online and doing quizzes to find out their sexuality.
Yeah.
And what I would like to say to those people, if you are 80, 20, or 10,
yeah,
is just be,
yeah,
you. You do not need a label in order for you to say that you understand yourself.
No.
Right? If you want one, hell yeah. You can discover.
Don't have to explain yourself.
You do not need to explain yourself. You do not need a label. If a label makes you feel more comfortable today, fantastic. Right. And if it changes next month,
yeah,
also fantastic.
And if it changes, you do not owe anyone the explanation as to why it changed.
Absolutely not. And you don't need to do a coming out in the beginning, let alone do multiple coming outs if you realize that a label changes for you.
Yeah.
Right? And that is why me and you both say we are queer women.
Yeah.
And even though you know, like, there's no question for you, you're super gay.
Yeah.
But it's just interchangeable for you. You can say gay or queer.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I don't care if someone calls me a lesbian or calls me gay or calls me bi. Like, I don't care because I'm not attached to the label.
I did hear a rumor that you were lesbian, though.
A rumor in school? Yeah. The rumor is you're a lesbian. Mm. Which I'm like, cool. No, I'm not a lesbian. Yeah. If you want to have a conversation about it, let's do it. But I'm with my wife, yeah, so the world sees me as a lesbian. And I think the point is we've got to open our eyes. There's so much more, right? I know people, multiple people, friends of mine who are in, you know, straight looking relationships when neither of them are straight.
Oh, but that's the thing.
Right? But that's really big. It's like, don't assume when you look at a couple who are opposite sex looking that they are both straight.
That would be heteronormativity.
Well, ding, ding, ding. But it happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
So the huge takeaway about the quizzes.
Yeah.
Big takeaway about the labels. If it fits, fantastic. But also with labels about sexual orientation and gender identity, it's like, just like you said, you're going to the mall, you're trying on shirts.
Yeah.
You keep trying them on until one fits.
And feels good.
And feels really good on you. And then your style's going to change. And that's cool too.
Yeah. I'm gay. I'm queer. I'm technically a lesbian. Do I like the word lesbian? Not necessarily, but that's my own.
Yeah, that's personal.
That's my own choice.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I'm less gay because I don't like that label.
No. And if it's pan, if it's omni, if it's bi, if it's trans, if it's cis, whatever it is, if it matters to you, cool. And if it doesn't, you're just a beautiful, complex human being trying to find a person that you want to be with.
Yeah.
That's
or
it.
Or not with.
Or not with. Yeah. And there's no pressure.
No. You get to do you.
I feel like we're like ending on a teacher note, like just be you.
Yeah.
But it is. It's also true because that, and for our experience doing the quizzes was like, wait now, I'm more confused now than I was before.
I think we're analyzing the whole quiz process and like their questions and like how they came to the results and their math. And yeah.
We're going into it a little bit too much. I hope that we left you with a little nugget of thinking today.
Yeah.
A little reflection of like, yeah, the way you judge couples or people that you see. And also, don't stick so closely to these labels. If you're queer, if you're not, you know, if you're queer, do what makes you feel comfortable. And if you're not, don't make people stick to labels.
Yeah.
Because it's not the most comfortable thing for certain.
Yeah.
Right?
Be open to people. Everybody.
Yeah. And if you don't understand something, it's not the burden of the person to explain it to you. Everyone's got Google. Figure it out.
Another teachable moment brought to you by Colleen.
Figure it out. Be gentle, everyone. We're so happy to be back. We hope that you're not angry with us for taking too much time off. We will try and be back
more regularly, with freedom.
With freedom. We love you. Be gentle on yourselves. Be gentle on others. And toodles.